Regional Basketball Stadium Rock. It's time. That's a description of the band that we're about to talk about anyway. Fountaineer, they hail from Bendigo and they won't let us forget it. They've even named their band after a local iconic landmark. They've been described as Australia's Arcade Fire and, well, I've got the lead singer, Tony White, in the studio right now before their gig tonight. G'day, Tony.
G'day.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's we're a fair way from Bendigo here, you know. You seem to be like... You got your T-shirt on. Is Sydney like warm compared to Bendigo?
We're a long way from Bendigo. I had to get up 4:30 this morning to get here.
Oh, ouch.
So, no, yeah, we're a long way. Yeah, no, it's nice weather. It's probably not warm. It's probably not T-shirt weather, but I might have got a bit excited.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, Bendigo may be in like the top 20 towns in Australia, but it's still relatively small compared to sort of the major cities. Population of around 110,000, I found out today. Tell us, what's it like forming a band in a sort of a regional centre like that?
It's kind of tough because there's not a lot of places to play, so you kind of, yeah, you don't have a heap of avenues, I suppose. In the day, there probably was a few more opportunities, but yeah, it's a little bit tricky because pubs try and put on live music, and usually it lasts for a little bit, and then it just falls off. And
yeah, how many like pubs in Bendigo put live music on?
I think pubs-wise, we have about 48 pubs in the town.
Wow.
But live music-wise, there's kind of like a blues scene, okay, which is not necessarily what we're about. So, indie music kind of really struggles.
Yeah, okay. But you've made it. And how did you guys get together as a band? Like, when did it all start?
4 years ago. Yeah. We got together, brother and I said, we're just going to start this band that we've been talking about forever. We played in punk bands as kids and kind of, you know, as you do, you grow up, you don't spend as much time with each other as you probably want. And then, yeah, we just said we're going to give it a real good go and put a band together. And here we are.
Here we are, 4 years on, and you're about to release your debut album. Mm. We'll talk about that a bit more soon. Now, your music's been described as a bunch of things. It's like Arcade Fire. Richard Kingsmill said it was a Springsteen cross Suicide sound. But I hate to like pigeonhole music. So instead, is there a band or artist that you sort of idolised growing up and you still follow religiously? And I want to see if that sort of ties into what you play.
I love old music.
Yeah.
Probably number one is Badly Drawn Boy, who some people know, some people don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's probably my favourite.
Wow, I wouldn't have expected
record,
that.
But through him I found Bruce Springsteen, who probably were more akin to, I suppose, than Badly Drawn Boy. But through him, found Springsteen records. And it was probably a bit late to the party. He's been around for a while. But I tried to call my firstborn kid Bruce, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't go down that road.
Didn't go? No. Not even a middle name?
His middle name's Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
your son?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Teddy Nebraska.
So you got control of the middle name. See, I've had a similar thing.
Yeah.
You don't get the first name, but like, you can have the middle name. Go crazy.
Yeah, that's right. So, we didn't get Bruce. Although when we're on the way to the hospital and we pulled in, it's the hospital just up the end of our street in Bendigo, and I was getting my partner out of the car and a dog ran up, and it's kind of, you know, it's a pretty stressful situation. Yeah, and then the owner was calling for it, saying, "Bruce, Bruce, come back." I'm like, this is a sign.
It's a sign.
True story.
Definitely.
Yeah, but we didn't go down the Bruce. It's not probably the youngest Bruce in Australia, possibly, if it had gone ahead.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it's not a very common name nowadays. You're right.
No.
So obviously, you've been working hard and you're about to release on the 4th of August your debut album, Greater City, Greater Love. Now, tell us, what's Greater City, Greater Love? Tell us where that name comes from.
So, yeah, the Greater City part comes from the Greater City of Bendigo.
Of course.
That's what the whole album is about, our town. The town's really like the focus, and has always been, we'll write an album about the town, but that's just how it kind of, you know.
You really love Bendigo, don't you?
They always go, "You really love Bendigo." I do.
Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying,
you know. It bristles me at times, but it's my home.
Yeah, I
love it. And the Greater Love bit is actually a poem, a Wilfred Owen poem that I remember we got taught it in literature in year 11, and it's always stayed with me. And I actually put it to music as a project in year 11 for literature. I went home. We had to do a reading or something, and I put it to music and made a song based on this poem. And I'd never really played music in front of a crowd. I performed in class, and the lady, Mrs. Griffiths, failed me and said it wasn't a song interpretation.
That is so harsh.
It never was. You needed to read it, and you know. And I'm like, this is my interpretation.
What are songs if they're not poems? Yeah, or poems can be songs.
She was a lovely lady, but yeah, it's always stuck with me. That
Mrs.
poem.
Griffiths, come on. Now look at her.
She was a very buxom, kind of like a sister type, older woman. I think she's passed now. So.
Well,
she taught me a little bit.
I'm sure she'd be impressed of where you're at now. And maybe that helped you along the way, right?
Maybe.
Of course, Fountaineer, you've named after the fountain in Bendigo. What's the fountain called? I did write it down.
Alexandra Fountain.
The Alexandra Fountain. I have been to Bendigo, look, I once or twice, but I can't remember this fountain. Is it famous for something?
It's just, it's kind of, if you look at a map of Victoria and put a pin right in the middle of the state, it kind of is.
Oh, right.
Is the fountain, apparently.
Okay,
Bendigo's pretty like pretty much the centre,
yeah.
And the fountain's meant to be the centre.
Well, very, very cool. How much work's gone into this album? I guess you've probably been working on it for a good couple of years, right?
Yes and no. It was recorded 3 years ago, basically, and has been sitting there.
Wow,
on a hard drive with.
How's that been? If you've had it sitting there, just wanting to get it out for 3 years.
Oh, we had. We released one song from it a few years ago and won a competition on a radio station.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can name it.
Yeah.
It was Groove in the Moo, right?
Unearthed, which was really cool. But the album was already all done then.
Okay.
So since then, it's been we had a manager come on board who worked really hard and really believed in it and didn't want us to release it, just put it out there ourselves because it would have got – no one would listen to it, basically.
Okay, so it's all about timing. That's what you...
Yeah, and so we haven't been working on it as such. We did work on it a little bit last year to get it ready, but I think the spirit of it is definitely from that session 3 years ago. We took 5 days at a house up on the river and just did it in a house, not a fancy record or anything like that.
Sounds good to me. Speaking of not fancy, we're going to get you... playing live on a 5-string guitar.
That's right, 5-string.
Because one of the strings just snapped. That's a bit sad, but you can do it anyway, right? Five strings?
It's 5. It's probably better. It's less I can... Will you let us swear? It's less I can F up.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, less strings are better.
What track are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to just slow down a version of Grand Old Flags.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't released that one yet.
No, that was actually... Yeah, it'll come out with the record soon. It's probably a bit of a... Probably goes about 90 miles on the record, but we'll just slow it down.
All right.
Friday afternoon.
We'll set her up and get her ready to play, and I'll swing this mic around. And we're going to get a live track from Tony White of Fountaineer. After this track, we'll have a chat about where they're playing tonight. This is Tony White of Fountaineer with Grand Old Flags. You're on 2SER.
Sobering up. Not doing much for the way I feel, the way I feel about love, the way I feel about love in this greater city. But you can't hold on, and you won't let go what you got. Something about this town's a blazer, so I'm told. Smoke coming from the town that I'm growing up in, the town that I'm growing up in. Miriam, says she, madly in love with the town that I am growing up in. This has a killer's face on the front page, and a best in the fairest half hour. Sure like the sound of sleeping pills, and this New Year's Eve and this town's asleep. Remember the way that you believed back when you were 15.
Oh, that is so good right there. That is Tony White from Fountaineer with Grand Old Flags. What a track. Really beautiful stuff. It builds up nicely as well.
Thanks. I haven't played it on acoustic this first time.
First time?
Got it ready just for you.
That's amazing. Oh, loved it. Loved it. I got some video there. We'll pop that up online as well afterwards. Really great. So you don't play acoustic on stage at all? It's always electric?
Yeah, no. We haven't. Yeah, I've kind of got a thing against the acoustic, I think, because Bendigo's all about acoustic music. I'm like, we're not playing acoustic.
That's all right. We get a special treat here at 2SER today.
Yeah, it's good.
I really appreciate that track. You're playing tonight at the Botany View Hotel, which has recently had a bit of a transformation, and they've sort of reopened. Last week they had a big gig to relaunch it and everything. You guys are on a second week. You're pretty pumped to play this gig?
Yeah, I can't wait. First Sydney show, so yeah, it's great.
First ever.
We've never played in Sydney.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
And it's free.
It's free.
Get on down to the Botany View Hotel. It's a great pub. Last week they had a bit of a launch party. They had DMAs and Japanroids. It was like a secret show down there. And tonight there's another secret after you guys. But everyone should come and see Fountaineer because that's going to be a real cool gig. And it's going to be rammed. It should be great. Great vibe in there.
Yeah, yeah. Secret gig. Come and get a good seat and watch us. And then you can watch the real thing.
Here we go. No, you're the real thing. congratulations. Looking forward to the album coming out. It looks like it's going to be a real ripper. We're looking forward to hearing it. Tony, thanks for coming into 2SER.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.